Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Nick Collins, former Packer, now sitting down at the table with us. How you been, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Does this kind of give you that itch all over again?
It does. It does, man. This is amazing, man. Congrats to both teams, and hoping they can put on a great show.
Yeah, you know what it takes to get here.
All right.
Is it mind-boggling to know that the Patriots have done this, Belichick and Brady, 9 times?
Yeah, they done did it time after time after time again. And it's all about the system.
Yeah.
The system that they run and work for them. They're able to go execute in big key moments of the game. And that's why they're here and playing for another title.
Yeah, it's everybody that comes through is just, you know, we talk about Super Bowls and the blood and sweat to get here, and then you start to think about, man, what they've been able to accomplish. It's just, it's phenomenal. Does it take you back to the week of preparation that you guys were in Dallas?
Absolutely, man. Just dealing with everything, with the family, the travel, just making sure we keep our routine, and so we'll be able to go out there and play fast, execute, and do what we have to do to win the game.
The stories about that week, you guys, you know, playing piano and doing karaoke, and I mean, it seemed like you guys were an incredibly confident and loose group going into that game.
Absolutely, that's the thing. We wanted to just be relaxed, take our mind off the fact that we were playing for a Super Bowl, and just enjoy this ride, enjoy the brotherhood that we had there in Green Bay, and every moment that we had, we made sure we had fun, and that's what it's all about, creating those special moments besides when you go out there and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Those moments outside of the game and within the game is totally different.
Okay, I don't think I've ever asked you this. Roethlisberger drops back, lets it go, it's in the air. How long did it seem like it took to fall into your hands?
Oh, man, eternity. It took forever. Like, I was like, please don't drop this ball. Like, some of the way that ball was fluttering in the air and the way it was coming down, those sometimes can be the hardest catches to make.
Right.
Because you're so anxious and, you know, like, I got to catch it. Then what I'm going to do with it when I catch it? Can I make it to the end zone? Do I go out of bounds? Like, trying to keep my feet in bounds. So it's a lot of processing through your head at that moment.
Can you believe that you crossed the goal line? I mean, you know, you obviously dropped to your knees and such, but that was it. I mean, there was really nobody around you.
Yeah, like
are you thinking that? Don't trip?
Yes, don't trip. The thing is, you know, during that whole week and during the media and stuff, you know, not a lot of media guys came around my table. So I just wanted to do something special in that game. So everybody can know who I really am and how I play and everything. So that was my whole purpose and goal, just to bring attention to Nick Collins for a moment.
It was you had a remarkable career, and I've said it all along. I said, look, if had you continued, you'd end up in a Hall of Fame with those numbers.
Right.
I mean, it was crazy. And obviously wearing that number, which is so special, you know.
Absolutely.
Obviously Leroy Butler's number. We're sitting here yesterday, today, and days before, talking about him being a Hall of Famer and the possibility of going into the Hall of Fame. Did you ever talk to Leroy about wearing that number?
No, never actually talked about wearing the number.
Yeah.
But once I got the number, I made it my duty to go and talk to him and let him know his number was in good hands, and I'm going to do something special with it.
Because that number had, like I said, had it not happened, could very well have produced 2 Hall of Famers.
Right, absolutely.
Then what do you do? Because you're supposed to retire him once you go into the Hall of Fame, you know?
Exactly.
You guys like Leroy Butler / Nick Collins, it could have been?
It could have been.
He could have been the slash up there, man.
It could be the first time in history, right? We made history.
There you go. Hey, we talked a little bit earlier this season about this Packers defense. You like what Mike Pettine did?
I did. I think he got a lot of young pieces in place that can go out there and dominate the game at any time. Just bringing a couple veteran guys to help him, guide him, So they can go out there and just play fast and not think too much.
We saw Charles Woodson last night. Uh-huh. How big of an impact? Now, he was the defensive player of the year. I understand that. But I'm talking more so off the field. How big of an impact was Charles? When you talk about veterans. Go get a veteran. How big of an impact was he?
It was huge for us. We was young. Just needed some guidance. He was able to sit us down and break things down to us in a way that a coach couldn't. And we was able to gel and able to get on the same page and go out there and create some great memories. And I want to say 3 years in a row, 30 interceptions in that secondary. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's the ability to go out there each and every week and knowing one of those guys was going to pick a ball off. And we made it competitive as well. So, and his guidance helped a lot with that.
Talking with Nick Collins, former Green Bay Packer, and what was, on, like I said, on his way to a Hall of Fame career when you look at the numbers. The magnitude of what you guys were doing, you mentioned the picks. This year has not come as easy. Is it talent? Is it knowledge? Is it practice? I mean, it's hard. Picks are one thing. Ripping a ball out, creating fumbles and turnovers is another. How much of an art is that?
It's definitely an art, but it goes into the preparation, how you prepare yourself for that game, knowing when you can take a chance, knowing the formations that they love to run on certain downs, and all that play a factor. And when you know it and you're able to play fast, and that's how you create those turnovers, the picks, you're in a better position to knock the ball out. So it's definitely art, but it takes a lot of film work and understanding the game.
Would you you and I talked about this a little bit. You coach right now. You coach your kids. Mm-hmm. Would you want to coach in the NFL?
I would. I would love to coach in the NFL at some point. If it's now or later, I think I can continue to just build on my brand and build my resume so that people really know that I'm really interested in coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you feel you have to do? Just is it go to college first?
I just think going to different coaching clinics. I know the NFL put on one where they bring you in for 3 days and, give you the ins and outs of how to be a coach. So I think just the little things you have to do first. You got to put in the leg work before you can actually make it to the highest level.
You see Tremont, who was alongside you guys in that game, Tremont comes back. He's kind of the Charles Woodson now, trying to teach guys how to study.
Right.
But he's playing safety this year. Mm-hmm. They jettisoned some safeties. Are you looking at this thing going, wait a minute, what's going on here? I mean, is the position changing, or is this just they'll go out and find more guys just because this year they didn't have the guys?
Well, I think they was just trying to put Tremont in a position to make plays. He's the older guy, still can play at a high level. But I think they had a lot of young corners that they was trying to bring them up to speed, catch them up. So whenever the season was over, they able to go into next season with a game plan, knowing what kind of talent they have on the outside and in the back end.
Looking ahead, how much do you think, how far away are they defensively from being good enough to really support that offense and get themselves back into the postseason?
I think they're a couple pieces away. I think they need to generate more pressure on the quarterback. Linebacker play can be a little better, and they got to create turnovers in that secondary. I think they have a lot of talent to do it. It's just bringing in some key pieces to follow up with that.
Talking with Nick Collins, former defensive back for the Green Bay Packers, Super Bowl winner as well. So looking ahead, we all hope that they're right back here next year. Mm-hmm. Realistically, with a coaching change, now Mike Pettine is staying, but with a coaching change like that, you didn't have to go through that in Green Bay. You had Mike McCarthy and that stability. You had Dom Capers for that time. So how difficult is it to come into a situation as a player and say, okay, we did it this way last year. Our practice times are going to change. Mm-hmm. Our practice schedule is going to change. All that difference. Because you're creatures of habit.
Right.
How difficult is that, do you think, is going to be absorbing everything and then trying to get it back to normal real quick?
It's a challenge. A challenge. But the guys got to come in there with the mindset of going with the mindset of just, if we want to be dominant, this is what we have to do. This is what attention to detail we have to put in so we can be that top five defense over the year. But I did go through a coaching change. Sherman was my first coach.
That's right. I forgot about that. You were stealing for Mike Sherman.
Yeah, I played there. And then when McCarthy came in, it changed. And I also went through a couple of D coordinators, too.
Yes, you did.
You know, I had Jim Bates. Yeah, then D Bates. You had Sanders, Bob Sanders.
Bob
then
Sanders,
Capers came. So. D coordinator.
I forgot that you're a little bit older than that.
Yeah.
I was thinking you came in the beginning. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I've been through a couple of changes, and it's tough because everybody have their own philosophies and the way they want to do things. So we was able to
Because it was like Charles and then young guys.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember Sam was a young guy. Tremont was a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole secondary was pretty young. I remember the film study and Tremont talking about, I didn't know what I was – even thought I know what I knew what I was doing until I met Charles.
Yeah, man, we was just looking at film. We were sitting there and talk about it, and we still just didn't really understand it. But sitting down with him, and he broke it down to us in a way that, like I said, coaches couldn't do it. And it made the game so much easier, and we was able to go out there and play that much faster.
Best story or memory from the Super Bowl that week?
That week?
Game or whatever it is you want to do?
I would just say the night before the game. We there in the hotel, just had our team dinner. I think Greg Jennings went over there and started playing on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Guys went to singing, and we was over there. Some guys was over there playing the card game. Coach McCarthy come by and just, you know, joking with the guys.
Yeah.
And all that was just very special, man. And like I said, we were so relaxed going into that game. Like, we been there before.
Yeah.
And I know we was only had, like, a couple guys that ever played in the Super Bowl at that time. But, man, it's like all us played there before.
There you go. Nick Collins, thanks for stopping by, man. I appreciate it as always. Great to see you, too.
Likewise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.